Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Ah, the murder mystery. Not just the type of case I'm always being called in for questions on, but also one of my favourite film genres. It's a subsect of films which can keep you on your toes and make you rack your brain as to what the motive was. And of these films, there are a handful that are true classics. Ones that not only kept the audience in the dark, but truly delivered on their reveals. The following entries are blood-stained love letters to the genre and have blown cinema-goers Sherlock Holmes' hats clean off time and again. With this in mind, I'm Jules of WhatCulture.com, and these are the 10 greatest murder mystery films that fooled us all. Number 10, Rear Window. Rear Window, a thriller directed by Hitchcock, follows a photographer who broke his leg and is now confined to a wheelchair in his apartment. With nothing but time on his hands, he begins to notice bizarre activities of his neighbours. As the actions of these people grows more and more odd, the lead and our own suspicions rise. The genius aspect of this film is the tension it exudes from every shot. The lead is unable to move, and so if the culprit catches him spying, he's as good as dead. It's intriguing in all the right places and is constantly asking the audience whether they can trust what they're seeing. It's actually infuriating in some instances as well, because the lack of a bigger picture makes the mind fill in the blanks. It's a delicious meal for the brain. Number 9. The Usual Suspects. Kaiser Soze, one of the greatest revelations in film history. With class acting, writing, and directing, The Usual Suspects was a crime thriller slash murder mystery that had our heads spinning even after Kevin Spacey had left the police station. It deals with information in such a brilliant way, making the audience question what they're being told to believe time and time again. As the story shifts, we find our conclusions ever-changing, which is a perfect recipe for a murder mystery. It's jaw-dropping when it finally comes together and is rightly held as not only one of the best crime flicks, but as a testament to the acting skills of the cast. Number 8. The Vanishing. The Vanishing follows a lover's obsession over what happened to his girlfriend 3 years ago while vacationing in France. The couple stop at a petrol station to fuel up, and she's never seen again. But what had us hooked as viewers wasn't who the killer was, you actually discover that quite early on, but what actually happened to the man's lover. The question culminates in a scene between the killer and the male lead, Rex, when the killer tells him that the only way to learn the truth of what happened is to experience it himself. Now, there are actually two versions of this film, the Dutch original and an American version. Critics panned the US release mainly because the film had a much happier ending, but let's just say the European release wasn't as cheery. Definitely worth a watch. Number 7. Seven is a beautifully dark and suspenseful film. Over the span of 7 days, a killer, John Doe, targets people who exhibit one of the 7 deadly sins. Each murder is gruesome, traumatizing, and psychologically destructive to the characters and the audience. But interestingly, it's a film which manages to fool the audience twice. Firstly, the identity of the killer was a closely guarded secret, and even kept out of the opening credits so as not to even hint at who was playing him. And secondly, when it came to the famous "What's in the box?" scene, the audience were kept in the dark as to what was actually in there. Obviously, speculation and cast rumors have shed light on this, but on first viewing, it's chilling and brain-scratching in equal measure. Number 6. Clue. Now, I know this is very much a parody and indeed didn't do that well at the box office, but the idea behind this film was pretty great. Based on the board game Cluedo, a group of very well-to-dos and ne'er-do-wells are tasked with finding out who committed a string of heinous murders. All of the characters are incredibly shifty, which makes it very challenging to piece together the story as a viewer. And even if you do think you've nailed down the villain of the piece, there's a good chance you'll be wrong, as the film actually contains 3 different endings. The ingenious ploy of the producers of the piece was that depending on where the film was released, a different ending would be tacked on so that when people talked about it, it would confuse them further. Again, in principle, this was excellent, but was let down by the fact that the audience did feel a little misled. Number 5. Memento. Suffering from a specific form of amnesia, Leonard Shelby is on a vengeful path to discover the person or persons responsible for his wife's rape and murder. Now, at first, this might sound like a stock plot. Man remembers nothing, has to piece things together. But then things truly get odd. The film is shot in a very unique way. The black and white segments show time and events happening chronologically, but the ones in colour show the order of events in reverse. Then you have to factor in that Leonard might not be the most reliable of narrators, as his amnesia and influence is affected by information that he discovers, effectively rewriting the story to suit his vengeful desires. It's disjointed and chaotic, but well worth examining again and again, as it's so beautifully shot and so well paced that it stands as one of Christopher Nolan's best pieces. Number 4. The Girl with the Dragon Tattoo. A mysterious disappearance 40 years ago, a list of names and numbers no one can decipher, political intrigue, and a series of murders spanning nearly 20 years. What is not to love about this movie? The Girl with the Dragon Tattoo is filled with twists and turns, and just when you think you have a hold of what's going on, the story takes you for a ride. It's gritty, raw, and completely lacks sentimentality, but that's what draws us in. We know this isn't going to be a happy tale, and you know what? That doesn't matter. Who was the serial killer all those years ago? Where did Harriet mysteriously disappear to? And will there ever be justice for any of these characters? This movie has us right where it wanted us, constantly wondering, never sure, and hoping that somewhere there is happiness for the cast and the audience. A truly important film for the genre. Number 3. Minority Report. Now, I know this might feel like a bit of a tone change, what with all the sci-fi and action, but at its core, it's a whodunit tale of a man trying to solve crime before it happens. It's a fantastically paced film with some seriously heart-racing moments, and while it's not conventional in its approach to solving the crime, it's an incredibly fun journey along the way. The concept is incredibly clever, with the main villain of the piece exploiting the pre-crime system in a very convincing manner, and along with all the twists and turns that you'd expect from such a film, it offers up intriguing postulations on predeterminism, the nature of crime, and even the use of prison as a deterrent. It's a popcorn action flick and a deeper-than-most title, so it's well worth your attention. Number 2. Chinatown. Even when the truth is revealed, that doesn't always mean that there's going to be a happy ending. Such is the message of Chinatown, which sees private detective Jake Gitz drawn into a world of murder, conspiracy, and drought. It's a film that rarely lets up with its twists, constantly throwing new information around and casting new aspersions on who might or might not be behind it all. Even as the film begins to draw towards its climax, the audience is truly unaware of what will happen next. At this point in the narrative, Jake is on the law's bad side and is accusing some very high-profile people. And as soon as his evidence is revealed, we are taught a valuable lesson. Justice is not always just. As Jake is told, forget it, Jake, it's Chinatown. And number 1, The Big Sleep. I mean, it really had to be this one. When you've got a film that even the writer of the story can't figure out who killed one of his victims, you know it's going to be a brain bender. The film contains some of the most electric chemistry between stars ever put to screen, and its narrative oozes a sense of charm that most films today couldn't even hope to accomplish. As mentioned before, it's deep. Like, really deep. There's so much double-crossing and lies that it becomes incredibly difficult to unravel. But if you let yourself sink into the story, you'll find it so engaging that you'll be drawing conclusions right up until the last moments. A fantastic film that's worthy of the study it receives today on film courses.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.